I'm in South Yorkshire, just from moving out of the Don Valley, and the issue of Sheffield Forge Masters was raised three times in the meeting I've just had in Caroline Flint's constituency. People here were outraged by Clegg's comments yesterday. For it now to transpire that a Tory donor has been lobbying against this loan for reasons that are unclear, apparently he's not a competitor of Sheffield Forge Masters, only adds to the sense that this is a government pursuing an industrial policy without not just common sense or compassion, but without any sense of integrity. I think it's very important indeed that the Tories and the Lib Dems come clean about the fact that their first excuse for not paying the loan, that it was the company's refusal to dilute its share holdings that prevented it, is untrue. Second, that they come clean that their second excuse, namely affordability criteria, doesn't stack up, given this was a loan in which an equity warrant was negotiated. And third, they withdraw the complete slur against the Labour government, which is that somehow we had made a promise to the people of Sheffield that couldn't be paid for. What I always remind people is that this was a deal negotiated over 2 years, and in which the American company Westinghouse, hardly a well-known charity, committed £40 million of their own to make this deal stack up. I think it's very, very important that we stand up for a Labour Party that stands for spreading wealth creation as well as spreading wealth. And this is a prime example of economic vandalism that needs to be exposed.